Unit 5.
단문 독해.
1. In elections in which a white candidate runs against a non-white candidate, pollsters have often observed that many white voters tell them that they are planning to vote for the non-white candidate. When election day comes, however, they end up voting for the white candidate. These white voters give pollsters untrue responses because they fear criticism. Expressing their true intentions might make others consider them racist. In other words, people probably respond dishonestly since they feel pressured to give a more socially acceptable answer. 2. There are about 30,000 of these in each of your cells. Everyone's are slightly different, so these make each person unique. One or more of these might determine whether your hair is straight or curly, how tall you grow to be, or the color of your eyes. You inherit these from your parents, which is perhaps why you have your mother's smile. 3. A team of researchers performed an experiment with oil from the peppermint plant. When they poured some of the oil into water containing young mosquitoes, they discovered that it killed them. Next, a group of human subjects was used to test the effectiveness of peppermint oil as a mosquito repellent. After applying the oil and spending a night out in the open, 8 out of 10 volunteers reported that they did not get any mosquito bites. 4. A recent experiment conducted by psychologists showed that babies can tell the difference between right and wrong. They showed some babies between the ages of 6 months and 1 year in animation. In the video, a red ball tried to climb a hill. A yellow square helped the ball, but a green triangle tried to stop it. Afterward, they had the babies choose one of the shapes. More than 80% selected the yellow square over the green triangle. 5. Some meetings motivate attendees, while others bore them. So what makes a meeting great? The first step is careful planning. A meeting must start with a clear set of objectives. It also requires a leader who can take charge and keep everyone on topic. Finally, you must anticipate problems. If you feel someone is going to react strongly to a certain issue, speak to him or her beforehand. This can help you avoid conflicts that might otherwise prevent your meeting from going smoothly.
수능 독해.
1. People sometimes call cuttlefish chameleons of the sea because of their ability to change their skin color. In spite of their name, cuttlefish aren't actually fish, belonging instead to the same family as squid and octopuses. Their blood, which is bluish-green in color because it contains copper, is pumped through their body by 3 hearts. 2 of these are dedicated to moving blood to the animal's gills, while the purpose of the 3rd heart is to circulate blood to the organs in the rest of the body. Cuttlefish are well adapted for life on the seafloor, where they hunt fish. Their bodies have a unique internal shell called a cuttle bone, which is often used to introduce calcium into the diets of canaries and parrots. 2. We had an opportunity to review your application for our open position, and an interview has been scheduled for you on Wednesday, July 31st at 3 p.m. You will be meeting with Ms. Parsons, head of the Personnel Department. Her office is located on the 18th floor of the Administrative Building in Suite 1820. I am confident that you will find her to be very knowledgeable about our company and its role in the international marketplace. Following your interview, you will be asked to complete an hour-long examination designed to assess your experience with standard industry procedures. Please contact me if you are unable to make the appointment or have any questions. Thank you for your interest in our company. Three. While it's almost impossible to find a place to stay in America for free, Amir Arafa's apartment is available. However, the door is only open for refugees and victims of domestic violence. Arafa was inspired to start helping vulnerable people by his experience of moving to the U.S. from Egypt to attend graduate school in 2005. He had nowhere to stay and only $1,000. He was in a desperate situation, but a Clark Atlanta University professor hosted him until he was able to find a place of his own. He never forgot the professor's kindness or how good it felt to have a safe place to stay. His feelings of appreciation drove him to create a platform called Emergency B&B that helps people in need find free temporary shelter. While Arafa does not anticipate that Emergency B&B will solve the refugee crisis, he hopes that it will make a difference in the lives of vulnerable individuals throughout America. 4. Have you ever wondered why snakes have forked tongues? Their special tongues have a unique purpose. That is, they're used not for tasting, but rather for smelling. How it works is pretty amazing. There's a sense organ located in the roof of a snake's mouth that processes information about scents. When the snake quickly extends its tongue, what it's doing is collecting tiny scent particles in the air that might give it clues about nearby prey or even a possible mate. Having a forked tongue makes everything easier for snakes, since it lets them know which direction a scent is coming from. Depending upon whether the smell is of food or of a potential mate, the snake can then choose to strike or pursue. 5. This graph shows the average process of adjustment for someone living in a new culture over the first 5 years. Initially, the visitor is excited by the new culture. This lasts for around 6 months and is referred to as the honeymoon period. After this time, the visitor starts to experience culture shock, and the level of adjustment takes an upward turn for the next 6 months. Around 1 year after arrival, a period of initial adjustment occurs, and this lasts for 2 years. After 3 years, the visitor begins to experience mental isolation, and it is only after one more year that he or she enters a period of acceptance and integration. 5 years after arrival, the visitor finally becomes fully integrated into the new culture. 6. Giving someone the cold shoulder refers to inhospitable behavior. But where did such an odd expression come from? Some people suggest that the term originated long ago from a practice meant to discourage unwanted guests from staying. If a welcome visitor arrived at your home, you might give that person a cordial welcome and offer them a warm meal. But if someone you didn't like stopped by, you might be less than hospitable. In fact, you might just serve them a cold shoulder of mutton without even bothering to heat it up. It would be clear that you didn't want the guests to stay, and after being served the cold shoulder, they probably wouldn't want to stick around anyway.